1, we're already live. People can hear us. Welcome to Hammer Time!
Dad!
Forgot how to do that. Number one sports betting show coming out, Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Hi, baby, Tone!
That's Papa Gumpino! Canadian sensation, the bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you.
I said good day.
Good day to the listeners and watchers.
Yes, sir.
Good day.
Very good day.
Good day to the back room, Jay and Mitt.
Good day.
Yes, good day, Tony. Good day.
You, this guy.
Sorry, I was moving the camera.
It's okay. Hey, thank you, Mitt. Mitt.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you. Zeke is on the phones right now. He's going to fill up the lines. Thank you, Zeke.
Hi, baby,
Zeke. 1-833-462-2333. Zito's the best. Instead of just putting their names, he puts big before all of their names. So, of course, we got fucking Big Mike and Big John and fucking Big Cole and Big Scott. We'll get to you guys in a little bit. Thank you, Zeke. Good guy. How'd you do last night?
5-2. We were fucking robbed of 6-1. Top of the fifth. Guys dead to rights at home. Mariners, Rangers. Catcher lays the tag on them.
Kick that.
Put two hands on it, son.
I know.
Hold that thing. Bounces out, tied, so that was a loss. But 5-2.
That's not bad.
No.
I went, 3-4?
Well, that one, the fucking rain on all your games was a fucking disaster.
The Cubs were up.
Yep.
And then it rains, and then they come back, and then fucking Brewers put a 5 in an inning.
So that actually worked in my favor in the Dodgers-Phillies game. Even though Scherzer went out, the guy that came in for the Phillies, they Dodgers scored a run in the
and
fifth.
The Twins under 6.5 hit. Twins White Sox under 6.5, and then you had the White Sox who first five they covered, and then literally the fucking next at bat Twins take the lead. They end up winning the game, I'm pretty sure.
Yep. Twins won again today. Had a push on White Sox first five there, and then Astros first half result came through today.
2-1.
Yes, sir.
They're up right now in the sixth. Yankees 5-1 there. Suspended Nationals, Mets. When does that one start back up? Because that's I had the Nats plus 1.5.
Yeah, so that one is suspended. I don't know when.
Espino, fucking that's. I'm gonna get fucked there.
No, you'll be all right. And then the second game of that, Stroman's going for the Mets, and the Nats said it will be a bullpen game. But Stroman burns me every time, dude. I don't know why his numbers are good. It just, I don't know.
By the way, just a fucking hat tip to the slide by Trey last night. Coolest thing I've ever seen.
Watched that thing 1,000 times.
1,000 times.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
It's poetry in motion.
Poetry in motion. Cardinals came home last night. Brewers, like I said, in both games. Angels over our Jays. Were we both on the Jays yesterday?
Nah.
What were we both on that we said that we liked the most? Detroit.
Yeah.
Detroit.
The Miz, dude.
Normally when we agree on a pick and we said, hey, this is one we like the most tonight. It comes home.
Should be all right.
I was on the Jays. I had Mets.
Yeah, they won the. Did they win the second game? I fell asleep watching the.
Yes, they did. 4-0.
Mariners. Yeah,
they won the second game 4-0. Giants squeaked one out against D-backs. Rangers beat the Mariners. Can't lay that was.
We're getting to a tough spot here with the Mariners. We've got them at a good number all year. Now you got to lay some.
Especially against the Rangers.
Yeah, I don't love it, but I'm back on the well tonight.
Marlins continue their fucking slide.
Yeah, I'm done. I don't know if I'll bet the Marlins again this year.
Braves beat the Cubs.
The Cubs?
Sorry, Braves beat the Reds.
Yeah, Reds plus a half. First five did come home, though, Sonny Gray.
Okay.
That was a sweat.
That was yesterday.
Yes, sir.
Hey, caller that called in for the... NBA Summer League, I think, went 5-1.
Yeah, it might be the greatest
Mitt.
Summer League basketball gambler of all
when
time.
When the fuck are you going to get on the Summer League, dude?
I can't see the lines, Tony. I wish.
All you got to do, Mitt, is go into google.com and type in NBA Summer League lines.
I mean, there is nothing I like more than gambling on preseason for teams that most people aren't going to play.
No, by the way, it was announced today, Baker Mayfield not playing. There were some other things that...
I'm hearing Tua's going to play a bit.
Really?
Yeah.
It should.
See, I saw a report from camp that Tua said fucking Bears D-line was in his face all day. So, I do like the Bears in that game, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I love Justin Fields.
I just started looking into, I think early next week or maybe tomorrow or something. I think I'm going to pick a few conference division winners / total wins for college football.
College football.
One that I kind of like right now, I'll just throw it out here right now. Everyone's going to hate it because everyone's so fucking opinionated when it comes to college football. Big Ten West division winner. Wisconsin and Iowa are your favorites, okay? I'm not completely sold on them, but you get Minnesota at plus 1,000 to win the West Division, 2 years removed from fucking Mr. Row Your Boat. It's worth a sprinkle in my book, Company. I know you hate the guy, but it's worth a sprinkle in my book.
Fair play, my friend.
Friday, 40 picks. Will you give those out again so that the people have them?
Okay.
If you have them.
I do. It was EPL, Arsenal Moneyline. Good number against team that just came up from lower division.
Yep.
La Liga, Valencia, draw no bet. And then league, I'm going to take Monaco Moneyline. I think a lot of these favorites that didn't get there week one probably bounce back at a decent number in league this weekend.
As you said the other day, Chelsea is winning currently. I think it was 1-0 last time I checked. Are they still up 1-0?
Yeah.
Speaking of favorites, they dominated again last night in baseball.
Yeah.
I think they were, I want to say I saw 11 and maybe 12 and 5 it might have been or something like that.
Yeah.
Jesus.
There's a lot of sellers, my friend.
I, unfortunately, have dogs again tonight.
I got a couple dogs, a couple favorites.
It's absurd. Let's go to Big John Stoner. Big John Stoner, what do you got?
For plays on the money line?
You called into the show, so I answer and I say, hey, Big John Stoner, what do you want to talk about?
Well, here I am talking about the money lines on the summer league, man.
Okay.
Here we go. You're gonna wanna take the Heat in the game against the Grizzlies here later.
How come?
Desmond Bane gonna go for 30 points, but he's not gonna pass the ball one time.
Okay.
All right. Then about 7 o'clock, you're gonna go with the Pelicans you're gonna go with the Thunder because that Pelicans summer league roster is the worst roster I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Then 8 o'clock. Oof, that's a great game. I wouldn't bet on that one. Then you're going to want to take the Knicks later because, you know, it's the fucking Knicks, man.
The fucking Knicks, Big John.
It's the fucking Knicks, man. The fucking Knicks from New York. How the fuck are you not going to take the Knicks against
the Lakers? How the fuck are you not going to take them, Big John? Oh, shit. Hey, I'm with you, Big John. Thank you for calling. Hey, call back tomorrow, dude. I like Big John, but I think Big John seemed like he was just going down through the schedule.
Yeah, I think like he was calling it.
Is he Becker?
There's no pre-thought of that.
Yep, them, and them.
Is he Becker?
Yeah.
Hey, were you talking to Big John for a while, Becker?
Yeah, he just wanted to listen to the show. That's what he called in for.
Oh, so that's why it said no picks, just wants to listen.
Yeah.
Oh, so he
was getting the vibe, he said.
Oh, I should have waited then. I should have waited.
Call back later.
Okay. Z, thanks for answering the calls, pal.
Yeah. Hey, Tom.
I bet they love you.
Hell yeah. Every time.
Fuck. My bad. Hey, Big John. Well, he's not listening because he's off the phone line.
Yeah. But
my bad for answering your phone call. I didn't know you just wanted to call and listen.
Not a baby John.
That's on me. That's one way to do it.
That's a great way to listen, I guess.
Hey, people are finding a way to listen.
Incredible how that works.
What did I want to ask you about? Great question.
Great question.
Great question, Tom. Huh.
Footy?
Nah.
We got Nigel tomorrow.
Yeah. Nigel around 4 o'clock tomorrow, opening weekend EPL. Then he's going to talk some futures, some other stuff. Nigel tomorrow. Today at 4:30.
Today?
19 minutes. We got the cut maker.
Oh.
Tournament this weekend. Xander Schauffele was on Pat's show earlier today. He was great.
Good dude.
Good dude.
Good dude.
Red
Sox might be going up in flames, my friend.
How many picks you got tonight?
Me?
Yeah.
Ooh. Seven? Six? Six?
Six?
Yeah.
I think I got five, right? That I sent to you?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to start into a little bit of MLB?
Let's do it.
Let's take a call. We'll get into it that way. Big Joe, what do you got?
Hammer Don, how you doing?
Hammer Don, how you doing?
We're doing all right. Yeah, the ship is going down pretty fast with the Red Sox, Hongo.
Yeah, but
not good.
Sale and Schwarber to save the season, that's our only hope. The team was overachieving, you know. You have to reward. Yeah, you have to reward them by bringing players in at the trade deadline. They did not do that. Massive mistake in my eyes.
I'm inclined to agree with you. Yeah, we were sitting pretty.
Yep.
Well, for tonight, I'm definitely my favorite pick is Phillies plus a half. I think David Price is just absolute garbage. I'm not really sure how he's record 4-1. I just feel like he just gets shelled constantly. Well, so we're going to take that. We're also going to take the Cards money line. I think Wainwright's going to fucking just come out guns blazing tonight. I think those are two good ones.
Don't sleep.
And honestly, that last call with Big John was pretty compelling. So I think I'm going to have to hop on the Knicks after that.
After the fucking Knicks.
Fucking New York,
fucking
dude.
New York Knicks. Thank you, Big Joe. I think somebody's back from vacation, but we'll talk about those games first.
I could not. That Phillies, I wanted to take plus a half. I just could not pull the trigger.
Listen, it's not my favorite bet.
Yeah. Gibson's two starts with the Phillies, 12 and two-thirds, three earns. Price has been good.
I'm taking the Phillies here because of Gibson and because it's at home. I'll take the half.
That Dodgers lineup with Trey Turner in it is fucking terrifying.
I'm also going to take the under 5.5 that game.
Ooh.
Because I like Gibson, and I like Price hasn't been that bad. And when I looked at the hitting stats today, the Dodgers are the better hitting team here, so it did worry me taking the Phillies.
Yeah.
But I did it.
I'm with him on the Cards first five money line with Wainwright going.
Yeah.
Last four, he's gotten seven in each, three earned or less. Crow let up seven his last time out. So, yeah, I'm on the Cards there.
Okay, so you're on the Cards. I didn't take that game. I'm on the under 5.5, and I took the Phillies plus a half, and then the fucking Knicks.
It's New York.
Big Jackson.
How are you doing?
Yes!
What's up, dude?
Pal, where you been?
Sorry, I've been on vacation, then I came back, had football, been busy.
Yes. All right. What age group of football are you playing?
I'm playing 13-14 U.
13-14. Is it like a club team? You playing for your school? How's that work?
So it's not my school. It's another school. But so yeah, it's a school, but not my school.
What position are you playing?
Tight end receiver.
Okay, Jackson. How's things going? How's it been going? Good.
Pretty good. I mean, we're no pads right now.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Okay, how was vacation? Good?
Yeah, it was good.
Awesome. Hey, good to have you back, pal.
Hi, baby Jackson.
Thank you.
What do you got for us today?
So I have an NFL future, week one, Packers, -2.5 against the Saints.
Yeah.
They don't even have a quarterback, really.
Yeah. Well said. Hey, we're not going to argue with AirPo. Hey, we were worried. Thanks for calling in. We thought, like, your parents were like, hey, Jackson, quit calling in that stupid show.
No, I'm sorry about it, boys.
No, it's okay.
And then
this guy's the best.
We got, I think the Sox are bouncing back, +1.5. Valdi's going to shut him down.
Ooh, okay. Big Jackson. Hey, good luck. Good luck until we talk to you next with, you know, school and football and stuff. Okay, Paul?
Thank you.
That boy, Jackson.
Don't be a stranger, Jackson.
I wanted to take the Sox tonight, but Evaldi has not been great.
I did not touch that game.
Yeah, they are scuffling, my friend. They can't put teams away. They're up 4-1 last night, bases loaded. Fucking bury that team, dude.
All right. We might have to do this.
What the hell was that?
We might have to make a shirt for Jackson. What do you mean?
That kid?
That's the first time I've heard that live.
Oh, Jackson.
He's the best.
He is a fit. The chat erupted when Jackson came on the
phone. Yeah, I'm happy about Jackson. He's definitely Italian, right?
I don't know. He lives in Oregon.
Yeah, he's from Oregon.
He's 14 years old, giving out like sharp picks.
Oh, yeah. He's Jackson is the sharpest of the sharp.
What's he wearing pads for? Fucking get in the books, kid. He's 14. This is a phenom. I think Jackson is a phenom.
Well, we were worried that his parents cut him off because he was over here on the East Coast for vacation, and he called us while he was with his family, and then we didn't hear from him for a little bit.
Thought we lost him.
His dad's got to be just raking in off of his brain, right? His dad's illegally gambling over there.
Gumpy and I were thinking about, trying to do like an arranged partnership type thing so we could adopt Jackson and take him under our wigs on the show.
You guys would be good dads.
I think, especially for Jackson, because
would almost be a father for you guys, too.
Potentially. I think it'd be a mutually beneficial relationship for everybody.
Yeah, he could teach me a thing or two.
Yeah, for sure. We know that. Yeah. I thought, man, you didn't deserve that, by the way. You're a hard worker. I thought you guys were lying whenever you said a teenage child was calling into the show.
No, he's the best.
That is definitely a 14-year-old, by the way. Yeah. There is no ifs, ands, or buts.
He told us he was 30. He might not even be 14 yet.
I think he's 13. He's just playing with the older age. He's that good.
I thought you guys were getting bamboozled.
No.
Not us.
Well, we did get a fence situation yesterday. We got bamboozled out.
That's okay.
But I love that kid.
Oh, listen, we love him. The listeners love him. Even the chat loves him.
Hey, Jackson, old Uncle Pat here. Everybody's gonna love you while you win. All right.
Mm-hmm.
When you start to lose, which will happen at some point, and it won't be for long, like Gumpy. As a 13-year-old, I assume people might say some mean things to you. Just know you're better than fucking all of them, Jackson.
Had a baby, Jackson.
We appreciate
good advice.
Yeah, we should take advantage of this name, image, likeness thing, and maybe. Sponsor this guy.
13, 14.
Imagine him on his field wearing like a Pat McAfee show hammered down sleeve.
Maybe we get like a commemorative sticker to put on the back of his helmet.
Yeah, how much is helmet space? How much is helmet real estate out there?
Hey, I just want to let you know, I did tell the people that you were going to be back on this show for football season. I already teased them with that.
Nah, that's not good. People don't like that. Too much of me already.
What do you mean?
Too much of me already.
People loved it.
But football season is... I mean, last year I ended up even without the $30,000 loss on the coin toss.
Well, you also hit a $25,000 parlay.
Same night, yeah. It never gets talked about. But I ended up pretty good amount last year. I'm hoping to do the same, but it's going to be hard to catch up with the train that you got. You guys have become a wagon in this gambling world. It's been an honor to kind of watch.
Unfortunately, I'm getting a little antsy.
Whoa. Like, let them come to you, dude.
No. I'm not talking about the pigs. Like, football's here.
Yeah.
And I'm here staring at 18 MLB games like, listen, I know that football's next week.
Yeah, and you can't really gamble. The preseason, like, I know you're going to gamble on it. Yeah. You guys will give us the best takes and picks that you can find in the preseason, but betting on, like, the first 5 weeks of the NFL is also very similar to – you have no fucking idea.
Nope.
It's an absolute crap. Shit happened with soccer last week. League first week. It's like, fuck, I got no idea.
Well, like Jackson just said, I mean, it seems like the Packers -2.5 against the Saints.
That feels good. They don't even have a quarterback.
Feels like the easiest bet of all time. Will it be?
By the way, Jackson thinks exactly like me, I think, when it comes to gambling, which makes me feel both good and bad. The 13-year-old has the same mindset I do, but I think that's because Jackson is an anomaly.
He's a phenom.
He is. Prodigy.
Yeah. You should feel good about it, actually.
Yeah, sportsbook prodigy. Fucking Jackson, dude. He's going to be so rich.
So rich. I mean, in this environment?
He seemed like... there was even a little give and take, and he waited, like you guys were saying things, he even waited his time. He was fucking good.
Huh? Yeah.
But you're right. We're all waiting for football bets right now.
I cannot wait. It's the absolute best.
That was a whistle ball in your face. This has been a great shot of you that has been added, by the way.
Thank you.
You look really good.
I got to trim the beard up, though.
You guys couldn't even think of something just fake to put in that bottom?
I told Mitt. Producer said,
"I think something fake." Like, hey,
producer Mitt.
Hey, that's EP's call. We don't make those calls. That's the EP.
When I put something in there, I put betting advice, and I just got eviscerated on the show.
No, you didn't.
Well, it doesn't have to be your advice, right? It could be Gumpy's because Gumpy's on a heater. Maybe don't put your own advice.
I went down through the hammer, and I got the betting advice, and I wasn't told by EP that we should you know, have something prepared for betting, our betting advice.
EP did have to go buy an Office Essential right before the show went live, so EP was kind of stuck.
Very essential.
And so, but there had to have been something you could have just fake put in there, man. I mean,
picks.
No, I mean, like, that's what I mean. I did picks. Put something yeah. fake in there.
Picks. Picks would have worked.
Yeah, I should have thought of that.
Picks. Picks or bets.
What was the fake thing? Betting advice?
Yeah. Because yeah.
it's like the show genre almost. That's good. Hey, Mitch Ryan's EP. Dude's got a lot on his plate.
Let's go, EP.
Big Joey, while you're here, why don't you give us your NFL future while Pat's in the room?
Let's go, Joe.
How's it going, boys?
How you doing?
So I got one for week one, and then I got a full future.
Go for
it. So we'll go the full future on FanDuel for AFC wild card. I would sprinkle +320 on the Colts and +450 on the Titans, because I think the team that doesn't win the division gets one of the three spots.
That's good research.
That's pretty smart.
Where is that at?
It's on the NFL futures on FanDuel, and then all the way to the bottom for AFC wild card.
This is why I can't be in this room during the show. Oh, I forgot about this. This is what happens.
This is what happens.
Because Big Joe sounded 100% right on it.
That is a smart play, though.
Sound reason.
Right?
Sound.
Pat, I got you another one. Pat.
Oh, shit.
Week one, 6.5 teaser, three teams, 49ers down to -1 against the Lions. Okay. Ravens on Monday Night Football in Vegas. I know that's a tough one, but +2. And then Jags, Texans yeah. under 52.
Hey, I just want to let you know.
Do that, not, hey.
Hey, that
do not, Joey, do, you can't, you're not allowed to cross zero.
The gambling internet is going to
if
attack
you. If
you
cross zero on a zero. Teaser, they will tell you you know nothing.
Joe, fuck them if it wins.
That's what we say.
Yeah. The whole point of gambling is to win.
But it seems like the gambling gods do make you lose anytime you do something like what you just did there, Joe. Now, I'm not saying you're not going to be able to beat that particular gambling god on that particular day, which has had a long run of success for a long time, the gambling gods have, but that whole thing is something I learned about last year publicly, or 2 years ago, whenever I put one out. I was like, this seems like this is gonna work. Don't cross zero, you fucking casual.
I don't like when you do that.
I worry about
I can't find the wild card,
so there. I don't think it's probably not in Indiana. Indiana's like one of the more
regulated yeah super duper. I can't even have Mitt bet on summer games.
I worry okay. about the Ravens week one
at thanks a, Joey
at Vegas.
I did too.
Yeah.
Tough environment.
First game, sold out crowd.
They had a lot.
That place is going to be buzzing.
Monday night. They have a lot of wide receiver injuries right now. Nothing too serious, but like not a lot of practice is going to come between. I mean, Lamar's had COVID 6 times now.
Yeah, what's going on over there? Governor's getting involved.
The governor?
Yeah, governor said, yeah, Lamar's going to have to get that vaccination.
Well, governor would be wrong because he's a 90-day immunicorn now.
Well, the governor over there needs to worry about some other stuff that's popping off potentially in, you know, politics, but
in Maryland?
Just yeah, in general, I think there's always something. Isn't there always something? It's like anytime you get pulled over for speeding, can't you just look at it? Isn't there a fucking top 10 most wanted in Indiana that you could be dealing with instead of me going 7 miles an hour over speed limit? Like, that's the type of thing I think whenever a governor says something about a player in the NFL. But in this particular point, I guess they kind of go hand in hand. This one, politics meets sports, and everybody's pissed off about it.
I couldn't agree with you more. Hey, Big Gingy, what do you got?
What is this guy's name?
Gingy.
There's no way that's okay to say.
He hasn't yelled at me yet.
Got a lot of freckles.
What are we doing?
How you doing, Ginge?
Gingy.
Hey, Big Gingy, you got a lot of freckles?
I'm doing good. Few, sir. How about you?
Yeah, when the sun comes out, I get more of them, you know, but I do know that I have a couple Big Gingy friends myself, and they have to battle out there.
Yeah, hey, it's a battle. That sun's out for us.
Oh, yeah, boy.
What do you got, pal?
So I was digging into the NFL futures prop, specifically looking at most rushing yards in the season. So obviously Derrick Henry is going to be the favorite, but he's at +400. He had 500 yards more than anyone else last year. Behind him in the odds is Cook, McCaffrey, and Chubb. Two of three are going to be splitting snaps, and McCaffrey, we don't know if he can stay healthy. I think that +400 is heavy for a hammer.
How come Cook is going to be splitting snaps? He's coming out of a fresh, healthy offseason. He said he's better than ever.
Yeah, Gingy,
what do you know about Dalvin Cook that I don't? Is Dalvin Cook splitting snaps?
Did he say Dalvin because he's 2 or 3?
Yeah, Dalvin's #2. He's +600, and then Christian McCaffrey +600 as well. +400 is Derrick Henry.
And then Chubb, he said 2. Chubb will be splitting.
Alexander Madison. No, Dalvin Cook is not going to be. Dalvin Cook's going to get the lion's share of that.
+400, +600, +600, though. That's a fucking great bet there by Big Gingy. You can make a lot of money off of that thing.
Who else?
That's a long time, though. I can't do it.
Yeah. Right. That's, you can't.
It can't. I mean,
I mean, I've put some in here, but I'm going to lose my entire bankroll before the season starts if I keep doing these.
And then we just got to stare at them and cash out whenever we feel better about an instant bet that we can get right now, like a Russian ping pong player who looks hot on the table at 6, 7 a.m. in the morning.
I do feel better about taking...
Is that you?
Is that you?
Oh.
What's going on, Paul?
Somebody new in his life doesn't know what he's got going on.
No.
That's what it sounds like.
Nothing new.
Nothing new. This person says zero respect fucking, for Gumpy. Then they didn't know your show was on.
That fucking shitty grin on your face says otherwise, Paul.
Good for you, dude.
Carry on.
Oh, you could bet on most season interceptions thrown.
Is Jameis playing?
New eyes, though.
You're right.
He does have new eyes. Fitzy's the favorite.
Fitzy's the favorite?
Mm-hmm.
He'll let it eat.
Curtis Samuel over there.
And then,
Terry.
And then Ben and Darnold and Tua. Wentz. Zach Wilson. I think Zach Wilson might be a safe bet there.
Yeah, especially in that division, right?
They're Buffalo, not going to bench him.
And also the Patriots defense, they're going to feast on the rookie quarterback two times at least.
Oh, yeah.
Buffalo, that defense is ready to go.
Finn's D is good.
Jalen Hurts good. Plus 12,000 on that, Tone. I love that.
No, it's plus 1,200, man.
I read that wrong.
Put it on the thing. Put it on.
Put it on the thing.
Put it on the thing.
I'd still take Jalen Hurts at that.
Really?
Yeah, dude, he's gonna stink.
I like Jalen Hurts, man, and I don't mean this like I think he's very good. I honestly want to see him do well.
Can we get Ty in here to tell us what Sirianni's thinking about Jalen Hurts?
Ty,
hey,
he's dialed in a couple this week.
You disrespected him. What, you offended him? What is it?
Hey,
no, you did. Yes, he did. What?
Do you think Jalen? Just a little bit.
You think? Yeah, you insulted him. There it is. You think Jalen Hurts going to throw a lot of picks in Sirianni's offense over there?
Well,
there's no mic. There's no mic. There's no mic.
Go ahead.
Is it on now?
Yeah.
You good?
Yeah.
The thing we're going to do with Jalen is we're going to get him out there, and I think if you've ever watched sumo wrestling in Japan, we're going to put him in one of the big diapers. Joe Flacco will also be in a big diaper, and we're going to roll the footballs around, and we're going to see who the best quarterback is for our particular set of skills and what we're trying to do on the football field. So it's just one of the things that we're going to do. I think Jalen's going to compete. He's going to be tough. We like to compete around here. That's what we kind of do. That's what we're trying to do. So maybe even have Jalen and Flacco play rock, paper, scissors a couple of times. I love rock, paper, scissors. I think it really shows you how much a guy can compete.
Coach, what do you think about them doing a hot dog eating competition to fight for the starter?
Well, it depends, because as I was saying the other day, you look at a guy like Kobayashi, and he's got a very particular set of skills. Like,
very particular.
Yeah, like Liam Neeson in Taken, he takes the hot dogs, he breaks them in two, he has to get the buns in the hot dog water as well. And it's just, again, it's the little things that go into being a great quarterback.
Coach, were you watching the Olympics at all and trying to figure out how you can tie Ryan Krauser and how he throws a 16-pound rock to maybe what your football team has to do this year?
Well, Ryan Krauser is an athlete. He's explosive. And we think about stuff and we say, hey, less thinking, more athlete, take over. So we'll see what Jalen does. Jalen's a great athlete. Jalen's a great athlete. So hopefully we get a little bit more of that, less thinking, more athlete, take over. Because Joe is a competitor. He likes to compete. He's nipping right on his heels. So it's just a couple of things we're trying to do to win football games this year.
How the Philly fans been to you so far?
Yeah, pretty good. A lot of them have said that I am a fucking doofus, but I recently had a cheesesteak from D'Alessandro's and not Pat's or Gino's, wow. So I think I am gaining favor with the city. But again, that's one of those little things that we're trying to do. Again, I go back to one of my earlier press conferences. The whole point of this is we want to put in these complex schemes and plays for our competitors to deal with, but then very simple for us to learn and remember, and that's what you're going to see from a lot of the offensive perspective with Jalen.
How come, now, I just heard this, I didn't know this was something, but the sumo diapers, when should we be expecting that, and how did that become something?
Well, I just noticed what a lot of these other teams are doing with their offensive linemen is putting diapers on top of the helmets, and I thought... I just figured, why not? Let's get Jalen and Joe in the sumo diapers, and then we'll see if they compete. Because, again, that is just, you know, it's different. It's one of the little things that we think we can really, you know, do these guys to see how successful we're going to be on the football field.
Do you think you're going to win this year?
I mean, we had a tough division, okay? It's a very tough division, but... You know, if we do those little things I've been talking about, and if we are committed to our craft, and if we, you know, love each other and do all these different things, I think we could win a Super Bowl.
No, you don't.
I think we could win a Super Bowl. But again, we'll see. We'll see.
Is the water temperature going to have to be right, huh?
Well, yeah, it's a very specific. It's got to be room temperature water. You know what I mean? The Gatorade is going to need to be set to a very specific temperature. That's the kind of stuff that we will do moving on as the season starts.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank fucking you, whistle Coach. Ball football.
Thank you, Coach.
Jay, will you call Cupmaker?
Sirianni does not deserve that.
Oh, you got Cupmaker.
Yeah.
Nice.
Did you just get back from the sun?
Yeah. Oh, shit. I think after that, you have to take the Eagles tomorrow night.
How could you not, my friend?
How could you not? I don't know. I can't remember what the fuck we were talking about. Joining us now, friend of the show, man who almost gave us a 500-1 winner last week. I mean, he didn't come close to winning, but it was an awesome first round, first couple rounds for the Hermes. Host of the Cupmaker Pod. Go check that out. At Cupmaker Jeff on Twitter. Cupmaker, welcome back to the show.
Hi, baby, Jeff.
Fellas, boy, it was a fun run for Hermie last week. Sorry he couldn't pull it out late, but that was a fun run. The first round leader play was a ton of fun. So that sucked that we didn't get there, but man, it was a fun run while it lasted.
It was awesome. It was really, really awesome. And then it wasn't. That's sports betting.
That's golf, exactly.
Tournament this weekend. It's not the first week of the playoffs, is it?
No, it's not. And matter of fact, it's last week before the playoffs. There's a ton of guys who are on the bubble, a ton of guys who are going to be fighting hard to get in. So there's going to be a lot of guys grinding over putts, including Jim Herman. I mean, Jim Herman's on the outside looking in. He needs a big week. But, guys, he won this tournament last year, right?
Yeah.
So if you think I'm not going back to the Hermie well, first-round leader, 150-1, I mean, I am, of course. And I'll tell you what's funny is he was actually over-owned. He was more highly owned than I thought he'd be in DFS last week. I think so many people are pissed, especially at me, because he missed 10 6-foot putts on Sunday, didn't finish inside the top 20. I get it, whatever. But, man, if you're playing DFS, what a week to get back on Jim Herman. You want to bet on him? If you don't want to bet on him, that's fine. It's up to you. But I think he's a great DFS play this week because no one's going
to
play him.
No, I mean, what do you go, 73, 75, or 75, 77 to finish? I mean, if he just holds on a little bit, we're a top 40 plus money there.
But Tone, he missed 5 putts inside 6 feet.
Can't have it.
That's the thing that can't happen. It's absolutely insane.
Can't have it. No. Webb Simpson's a favorite this week, Hideki. So it doesn't seem as if many of the big names are playing this week. Does that open us up for some longer shots? Who are we looking at this week?
You know, there's a ton of longer shots this week. I agree. But, you know, it's funny. One guy who I talked about last week, I'm going to go back to the well. I mean, last week was a stacked field, and I like Louis. I mean, this week's a weak field, and I like Louis.
Yeah,
and his price hasn't changed a ton. He's 16-1. I'm not going to bore you with all the crazy stats, but here's the one that's the craziest, guys. Louis has gained strokes putting in 18 straight tournaments.
Okay.
18 straight. I mean, approach and putting is everything here. You got to keep it hit the ball straight in the fairway, which he does. You've got to have good irons, which he does, and you got to make putts. 18 straight. Louis 16-1. Love it. He's ultimately going to win here. Might as well be this week.
Jay wanted me to ask you if you're taking Stuart Sink at all this week, because that's Jay's favorite golfer. Are you taking Stuart Sink at all this week?
Is Stuart Sink even playing this week?
I have no idea. That's just... that's just... fucking Jay took Stuart Sink, I think, in the British or in the Open, and he just crumbled in round two or whatever. So that's just an ongoing inside joke.
No, yeah,
that's well, on
yeah,
ice.
I've had that happen to me with Stuart Sink before too, so I'm not mad at you.
All right, so then Louis is more of a shorter price. Well, he's actually 18-1 on FanDuel.
That's tremendous.
I know,
that's a tremendous price in this field. Real quick before we move on to the next guy, Tone, I got to ask you: do you feel sorry for Bryson?
No, why would I?
No, I mean, a lot of people feel sorry for him. I think you brought it upon him, but there's tons of guys who are pissed. I feel bad for Harris English, didn't you?
Oh, because they got put on the clock? Shit? Yeah, yeah. I mean, listen, Bryson brings it on himself, so no.
Exactly.
I do not feel bad for Bryson.
But it tilted the hell out of Harris English. I think that blew the turn. If he's playing with Webb Simpson, he wins that tournament.
Yeah, I agree with you 1,000%. So moving on, who else do we like? Who else we got?
Guys, Russell Henley is a guy I like a lot. Three straight top 20s before the Open. Finished ninth year last time he played. Great irons player, 30-1. Sungjae Im was one of the hottest golfers on the planet. End of 29, early 2020. I think we get a guy at his best. He's top 10 in the world. He's coming back into form a little bit. 30-1, Sungjae Im. I like him. And guys, this is a really, really good week for bombs. Jim Herman, I mentioned, he's 150-1 again. Uh-huh. But Camilo Vijayguss, guys, is 250-1, or you can find that range, depending on where you find him. I think he's a great top 20 bet. I bet him at 10-1, top 20. He's a former winner. He's gained on average 3 strokes on approach and 5 of his last 8 tournaments. He struggles putting, but here he's gained more than 4 strokes putting his last 3 visits here. So Camilo Vijayguss, 250-1 or so.
Okay.
Great bomb play.
I don't hate that at all. Is there anyone outside of that that you're looking at DFS?
Yeah, a lot of guys DFS-wise I like. I like Ryan Armour, who will be cheap this week. I think he'll be popular, but he's a good bomb, cheap DFS play. Let's see, who else I like in DFS? I think Webb's a good DFS play. Because I think he'll be popular, but he'll be
good. I agree. Okay. Hey, I just want to let you know, my hometown course, Oakmont, just got, I don't know, 6 or 7 U.S. Opens coming up.
I saw that. That's huge.
So if you want to go to Oakmont, I'll show you around, okay?
I can't wait. Can't wait, buddy.
Hey, thanks for stopping out. Or thanks for taking time out of your day for us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, let the people know what the number is to sign up for your texting service.
855-GOLF-POD. Just text the word golf to 855-GOLF-POD, and you'll get everything we do, all our live plays. It's a ton of fun, and hopefully we'll run well this weekend and have some good more live action.
Hey, I appreciate you giving me a shout out in that text last
week. Yeah, I did.
Even though it did not come up.
So. Hey, but you know what? It was a good play and a good price, so I appreciate the effort.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate you. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, fellas. Take care.
Thank you, Jeff.
Hi, baby, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff. He's been good this year. And the texting service is pretty nice. If you love live betting golf.
Hell yeah.
All right, so we did a lot of NFL futures.
Yep.
We did our golf. We did your footy for Friday.
Yep.
I think it's time to give out our MLB plays for tonight.
Let's do it.
I had the under 5.5 in Dodgers and Phillies, and then I took the Phillies plus the half. You did not touch that game, correct?
No, thank you.
Games that we have already talked about, you also took St. Louis with Wainwright?
Yes, sir.
Correct?
First 5 money line.
All right, let's go through Detroit at Baltimore. It's Tarik Skubal and Matt Harvey. I'm on the Dark Knight. Give me the Dark Knight.
You're a fucking wild man.
Plus a half? Give me Harvey. Oh. Guy's been on a run.
Oh, man.
You know he's been on a run.
Yep.
Trust me.
I can't do it. I cannot pull the trigger.
Me touching the Orioles or Texas or Arizona or the Pirates. Trust me. I know it's stupid, but I'm doing it.
All right.
Oakland at Cleveland. Frankie Montas and Cal Quantrill.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
I got 2 picks for this one.
Go on.
Wait. Are you?
I just been one pitcher I've been riding with all fucking year.
I think you've rode with both of these guys.
Nah. One guy a little more than the other.
So you're going A's?
Nah.
Okay. Okay. I'm also on the Indians plus the half.
Yeah. I mean, Cal Quantrill, his last 213 innings, zero earned. His last 530 innings, three earned. Montaz has been decent, but plus a half at home. Cleveland's playing decent ball.
I took that as well.
Yeah.
I also took the under 4.5 here, first five. Right. Even money on that. So even if you wanted to go to 5.5 and lay a little bit more, you probably could.
There you go.
Something to think about. Bo Sox, you're not taking. Jackson is, though. Jackson's taking Eovaldi.
Yeah, I want to, but I just can't do it right now.
Wade Miley and Tuki Toussaint. Almost went Cincy, but Atlanta's been too good at home for me, so I'm staying away. But are you taking Wade Miley?
Yeah, last two, 14 innings, three earned, getting plus a half. I think Tuki Toussaint, it's his fifth start.
Yeah.
He's been decent. I think he's starting to hit a little bit of a bump in the road. Yeah, I like the Reds here getting half.
Corbin Burns is laying minus 550.
Pardon?
No, I'm kidding. He's laying minus 270. Even if you want to lay the 1.5 full game, it's minus 166.
It wasn't up yet. It was there. What's the first half result on this?
It was minus 200 earlier.
Okay. Goodbye.
Minus 210 now.
Goodbye.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Alex Manoa versus Dylan Bundy.
Yes, sir.
I saw a lot of people jumping on the Rays here.
The Jays?
Jays.
Yeah.
Not Rays.
Yeah. I'm on first half result Jays here.
Okay.
I mean, Bundy was good his last time out, which is concerning, but I can't see him putting back-to-back, especially against this Jays lineup, man. They can mash. Manoa's been good, so Jays first half result here for me.
Yeah, Merrill Kelly and Kevin Gausman would have been an easy play early in the year. Gausman hasn't been as good, so I stayed away.
So Merrill Kelly last week against San Fran, 8 innings, 0 earned.
I know.
Gausman, 6 innings, 1 earned against the D-backs last week. I'll take first half result, the Giants here. It's just got to take the better teams right now, the way things are going.
And then Texas at Seattle, Spencer Howard and Tyler Anderson, I stayed away.
Yeah, this one burned me last night, like we talked about the Mariners. But Tyler Anderson, last like two starts since he came over from the Pirates, has been good. Spencer Howard, last two, 6 innings, 7 earned. I'll take Mariners first half result, Tony.
My five for tonight, under 5.5, Dodgers and Phillies. That's first five. And plus a half in that game with the Phillies. Orioles in the dark night, plus a half.
I hope that one comes home.
Under 4.5 in Indians and Athletics, first five. And I'm taking Indians plus a half in that one. And you have, sir.
St. Louis Cardinals, first five money line. Toronto Blue Jays, first half result. San Francisco Giants, first half result. Mariners, first half result. Reds, first five plus a half. Cleveland, first five plus a half.
There's a boost for Corbin Burns, 10 plus strikeouts, and the Brewers to win. So here's the thing. If Corbin Burns gets 10 plus strikeouts, they're probably going to win.
Yes, sir.
So that's the only thing I'm going to worry about here. Corbin Burns, strikeout per nine is 12.50. So he's going to have to go damn near 7-8 innings, you would think, to get 10 plus strikeouts.
Yeah.
So I'm probably going to stay away from it.
Yeah, I'm good on that one, too.
Ohtani or Vlad Guerrero Jr. to hit a home run.
What's that?
Plus 120.
It's got to be a bit higher, don't it?
I agree.
What are they to, on their own? They're probably what? Plus 200, 300?
So it's Shohei or Vlad Guerrero Jr. to hit a home run versus Blue Jays. That's just weirded worldly since. Weirdly worded.
There we go.
Since Vlad is on the Blue Jays, I'm staying away from that one. You too?
Yeah, no thanks.
A couple more calls. Big Scott, what do you got? Big Scott?
Oh, hammer down.
Sorry, hammer down. Down.
Hey, you're just talking about Corbin Burns, and with these, you know, one or two stars going against these bottom 15 teams, or you know, the odds aren't that great. But if you look at the player performance doubles, you can get Corbin Burns 7+ Ks against the Cubs, who are going against Arrieta, Brewers to win as well at minus 102.
That's not bad.
Burns has been at exactly 7K average over his last six starts. If you want a little more conservative, you can use 6+ with the Brewers winning at minus 156. If that floats your boat. And then
it's good, yeah, angle,
Scott. Gausman and Kelly. Giants and D-backs. Kelly did own them last time, but he has been a lot worse on the road than he is at home. You can get Gausman, 6-plus Ks. Giants win at plus 124. Gausman has averaged just under 7 Ks over his last six.
Thank you, Big Scott. See, that's the angle. Talked about it yesterday. Like, with these big lines, you're going to have to find different angles.
That's the angle.
That's the angle. I don't hate either of those.
Nope.
Big Cole, what do you got?
What's up, boys? Hammer down.
Hammer down.
Shout out Zeke for answering the phone.
Shout out Zeke.
Thank you, Zeke.
Tony, you're going to love me. I got a good one and a good stat. I'm on the O's tonight for a main reason.
Go ahead, tell me.
I just led the witness, but who's the best slugging team against lefties right now in the league?
Fucking Baltimore Orioles, baby.
Yes, sir. So that's them, and then the Angels and Toronto's right behind them with the against the lefties. I'm a left-hander, so I kind of hammer in on those batting splits. I really like looking at the batting splits.
Me too, pal.
To see if a team's going to light up a lefty.
Me too.
Also, another good tip is looking at pitchers during the day and night. Their pitching splits. Sometimes I got burned when I'm working from home just betting on these day games.
Corn burns
and they just like suck during the day because it's hot out or whatever.
Hell yeah. Hey, thank you, Big Cole. Day and night. Me and Cole, similar approach to our betting styles, I think.
Can't beat it.
Big David Lloyd. David?
Oh, hey, what's up, boy?
How you doing?
Hammer down.
Hammer down.
Doing good. So I got the Braves money line tonight. I like the fact that the Braves got Travis d'Arnaud coming back. Coming back at the catcher position tonight. Give Luke Boyd a little day off. I like it. I don't necessarily like him first five. I don't trust Tukey that much. But this new lineup, adding Solaire in there, I think that gives them the ability late in games to come through. And they found a way to get it done lately.
Thank you, Big David Lloyd. He's coming to you, dude. He's coming to your throat.
Nah, he said he wouldn't take him first five because he doesn't trust Tukey.
Best case scenario, you win first five. Big David Lloyd wins the game.
I'd like to see the Reds do well.
You don't want Big David Lloyd to do well? Guy was nice enough to call into your goddamn show.
Your show.
No.
Host Tony.
I just start the show. Doesn't mean.
I mean, Wade Miley's probably due to get lit up like he does from time to time.
Big Nick, what do you got?
What's up, boys? Hammer down.
Hammer down.
So, I know the Diamondbacks are a dumpster fire right now. Let me give you a quick stat off Kelly.
Yeah.
My stats are correct. The last nine starts, you got to go back over a month. Kelly has not lost the first five.
I believe you're right.
So, being from Ohio, got to use a Mickey Mouse site. I have them plus a half for plus 145. And know the Giants are heating up again. Maybe put a little sprinkle on that.
Okay, good luck, Big Nick. Tell you what, there's just...
You
want to take
the
Arizona Diamondbacks on the road versus the San Francisco Giants? More respect to you,
fella. Fill your boots, my friend. Fill your boots.
Slight reminder, Diamondbacks on the road, 15-37-5 this season. Do you want to know what the Giants are at home? 31-17-4.
It's pretty good.
Number two team in baseball as far as first five money line record.
If they get Longoria back, this lineup is nice.
Fucking super nice, dude.
I'd like to see the Giants do well.
I don't hate the Giants.
I like the Giants.
I don't hate the Giants.
Gave Mad Bum a nice standing O last night.
Respect.
Yeah.
It's like when fucking Kutch comes back to PNC.
Yes, sir.
You respect the greats. Good luck tonight, though. I don't hate the under angle maybe in this game with Merrill and Gausman.
Just feels like I don't
What's
see
the number on that?
Eight innings, zero runs against San Fran last week. I just feel like seeing a pitcher again that quick.
I mean,
it could work against Gausman too, I guess, but I don't feel like he'll shut him down two times in a row.
What's the angle on the total runs? 4.5 minus 140? No, thanks. It's too juice too much. Do we need to make a Jackson shirt, you think? Not yet.
Nah.
We don't want his head to get too big.
Yeah.
What about what's the angle?
It's a good one.
If I could shoehorn what's the angle in there, I'm going to do it. Okay. Nigel's tomorrow. Cupmaker was today.
Yep.
Futures.
Yep.
Baseball.
Yep.
Footy.
Yep.
Check.
Oh, and we put out a there's another video on YouTube of preseason
games. Thank you. Appreciate that. In case you missed it the other day when we talked about every single preseason game coming up this weekend, obviously there's been some more information that's come out. But we put out a YouTube video, thank you, Mitt, of
picks,
just us talking about the games, stuff like that.
Yep.
If you're into betting NFL preseason this weekend, two games tomorrow, a few Friday, bunch on Saturday.
Full slate.
One on Sunday.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, Hard Knocks. Because of Hard Knocks, I guarantee you CD Lamb in fantasy football goes like 18 spots higher than he normally would.
It's fantasy tone.
If players on Hard Knocks always go way higher than they should. And it's pissed because, you know, I was targeting CD Lamb. Guy's going to be very good.
You still doing fantasy?
Oh, yeah.
Just not giving it up.
One league a year.
One league a year.
It's been in it for a long time.
You got keepers?
Yes.
Who's your keepers?
Nick Chubb, and then I got to figure out who my other one is.
What's the options?
I don't have it right in front of me. If you want me to bring it in, I will for you.
All right.
I'll pull it up.
Thank you.
We can't thank you guys enough. Congrats to somebody. They hit the rollover.
It's a good hit.
Guy tweeted out 10 over-unders. Mitt was amazed by it. Mitt, that's your call. That's your cue.
Yeah, it was a good hit.
This guy.
Fuck.
Are you pissed about the sidebar?
No.
I think you are. I think he's pissed, isn't he? Probably, you think he's pissed?
I don't know.
Jay, is he pissed?
He doesn't look pissed.
I'm not mad.
Are you just too high?
No. I haven't hit the bong once today.
Oh.
Actually, that's a lie. I did it. Yeah. I knew it was sharp. One time. One time.
You fucking mutt.
One time. New record.
New record. Congrats to the guy that won the rollover. We're back to 250 today. He literally just said, I got no idea. Here's 10 over-unders, and he hit. He also put $2 down in his FanDuel and won $1,000 on it that way.
It's a good day.
He had a good day. He said he's going to buy a hog. not a pig, a motorcycle. Good for you. Good for him. Can't thank you guys enough. Instagram, Twitter, @HammerTown. Tell your friends about us on YouTube. Big NFL season coming up. Yes. Here's what I'll say. I'll say good luck.
God bless.
And hammer down.